hello to our next guest, Alison Keeley from Lynn Cable. Good morning, Alison.
Hello.
Morning,
good
Alison.
Morning.
Morning. Good lovely morning. To have you on. So you're sounding very cheerful, but I think the sunshine's probably got something to do with that, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah, and it's Sunday, it's a lovely day. I am quite a cheerful person. You would struggle to find me on a grumpy day.
That's good. That's good. And it really comes across how passionate you are about the work you do at Lynn Cable. And we're going to talk a bit about Learning Disability Week later on. I know that that's been this week and sort of what you've been doing for that. But first, locally, we've been hearing that you've been fundraising to upgrade and repair your playground. So tell me a bit, first of all, about the playground you have at Lynn Cable.
So we've got this amazing centre at Lynn Cable where we've got a sensory room and a soft play, and then outside we've got a purpose-built playground that is accessible. So it's all a kind of adjusted heights for the children. Some of it you can access in a wheelchair, and it was all put in 2013 when the building was redeveloped for us by Woking Borough Council. And it is an area that gets used an awful lot. It's got a slide, monkey bars. It really gets a lot of heavy use. And over the years, part of the flooring, which is really important for us because it's a spongy floor, so that if anybody falls off of anything or trips, they just kind of bounce, they don't hurt themselves, is the plan. There's two parts of that flooring that have got to a point that we need to repair them, and our plan is that if we repair them, the whole thing will last us another 8 to 10 years. So we're raising just over, it's just under £2,000 we're looking to raise. We are nearly there. We had a really lovely donation from Woking Lions recently that took us up to closer to our target. But it would be amazing if some of your listeners could just get on our fundraiser, which you can get to through the Lynn Cable website. And it's there's a big donate to the playground button on there. And if they just click on that, even if they were only able to donate £1, it would really, really help us. And everything, if they donate, if they're also able to do gift aid, then we get a little bit extra for their donation from the government. So anybody that's able to make a donation, we would really appreciate it. And it would just mean that space that gets used every time we have the children on site, it will be, be continued to be safe for them to use for the years and years to come.
Also, it's like you said, Alison, people donate now and you raise the money now, you're future-proofing for 10 years plus, because the playground will be available then for 8 to 10 years before you have to worry about doing anything else to it, hopefully.
Yeah, that's the plan. So we look after it really well. We have had some lovely local corporates who've come in this year and helped us weed it and tidy it. So we are, we do keep it, and we have a lovely volunteer gardener who comes in for us as well and keeps an eye on it for us and sort of mows the grass that's around there and things like that. So we try and keep it in as good a state as possible. But just this flooring really needs doing. So we are really, we've had lots and lots of people support us already. We're really grateful to absolutely everybody who's already donated, and it would really help if people were just able to donate a little bit more. It would be amazing.
And as you say, if you replace the flooring now, well, do the repairs and the work now, there's a big price difference to what it would cost if it's left and it degrades further. And, obviously that safety concern, as you mentioned, if you don't have that flooring in, it's not going to be suitable for your, people to use, is it?
No, we'd have to stop using it if it wasn't safe. And that's what we absolutely don't want. The children that are on, they're about to come up to our busiest period of the year, and we would not want to be saying to the children who come to us,
school holiday season.
School holidays is super busy for us. We would hate to have to say to our children who come, like, we're really sorry, we can't use the playground. So that's why we're doing it now, so that we don't have to have that conversation with anybody.
No. Can we talk a bit about sort of who uses the playground? Are you sort of working with groups of people with learning disabilities, children with learning disabilities, and they come into your centre? Who uses it?
So we support anybody with a learning need who wants support from us from the age 5 upwards. And particularly the ones that use the playgrounds are our kind of 5 to 18-year-olds. Our children that access our services have a huge range of needs. So we have some children who are non-verbal and non-mobile. So that means that they will kind of not move about the site very much. And then we have others who are running around all over the place for the whole day that they're with us. They're usually with us for a six-hour session, but we have some of our youth groups are 2 or 3 hours. And the playground gets an awful lot of
yes.
use. It doesn't matter. Imagine. The children who come to us don't tend to worry about the weather. They just, if they want to be outside, they want to be outside. And yes. we will have staff who go with them to be outside. So it's it's an area that any time that we've got children on site, there's usually somebody, either somebody's there or somebody's just been there or somebody's just heading there. So it's
exactly. Sort of, I'm busy.
When we go to that bit of the site, there's usually somebody going past you.
It must be so rewarding for you, you know, working for such a great organisation and seeing, you know, not just the playground, but all the other stuff that you do. I know the Mayhem Discos are back and there's so much that you do locally, and it's just really giving people those opportunities across the learning disability community. I mean, it's amazing work you do.
It's a really lovely charity to work for. One of the things I really like about it is I'm local to Woking, and also because of the size that we are, like, I answer the phone, so I will, even though I'm CEO, I still answer the phone regularly, so I can be the first person somebody talks to. So that might be someone who wants to come and access our services, or it might be somebody who wants to donate or do an event for us. So it might be me. Sometimes people are like, oh, who am I talking to? And I say, oh, who I am. And they go, oh, gosh, sorry. And I'm like, no, it's fine. It's really nice. I had a phone call the other day from a local, it was from Greenfield School. And the teacher was talking to me. She said, oh, by the way, the children are here. And they'd been fundraising for us. And she'd phoned with me on speaker. And it was absolutely lovely to take that phone call,
amazing.
Not knowing that was who was calling, and have the children. She said, oh, they're really excited. They're listening. I was like, oh, thank you so much. That's amazing.
So lovely. So rewarding. Really, yeah, so rewarding.
Yeah.
And this is the thing about smaller charities, you know, local charities. You know, you're kind of, you kind of turn your hands to everything. You're not kind of like a CEO that sits in an office kind of getting people to do things. You're very much involved, hands-on, and that's really lovely.
Yeah, and I know a lot of our clients as well. So if I pop downstairs during the day, because a lot of our service delivery, a lot of the things that we do happen in our building, so I might pop downstairs to check something. And if we have clients in, they will say hello to me. Sometimes they'll tell me off and be like, why aren't you working? And I'll be like, I've come to see you guys. And they say, oh, okay, that's all right, we'll allow that. We just, obviously, that's okay. And
yeah.
But it's really nice that they know me by name, and
yeah.
if they phone the office, I know who they are. And they, you know, I love going to Mayhem as well. So,
yes.
You know, whenever we're running that, I'll be there and chatting to everybody and finding out how they are and what they're up to.
Which makes it a real community or family-like feel, which makes it an even more important and impressive place to be, I imagine.
It does, and it also means that we're really close to our clients and our people who come to us, so we will have conversations with them and listen to what they want, so that we're not making decisions without. So we refurbished the sensory room last year, and that was a real community effort. We talked to our children and their families. We talked to the staff who were in the room with the children. So when we were making decisions about what to put in the sensory room and what resources to put in there, they were very much involved in that. And also we kept some of the ones that had been there previously, and that was because our families were like, absolutely, everybody loves that, don't get, you know, the staff are saying that gets used all the time. If we can keep that or have something like it, we don't want to lose that facility.
Amazing.
So it was really useful information. So we really appreciate when our families and our clients and our staff all get involved and
yeah.
give us that information. It really helps.
And very much person-centred as well. You know, you're listening to the people, user services that you offer, and they're hoping to shape what you do as well. And that is so, so important.
Yeah, and like with we've got the adult summer scheme has gone out at the moment. So our head of services, Jamie, has shared that with everybody. And we never quite know which days are going to be really popular. We know which ones we think are, and we will have talked to people about what to put on. So we do our best to kind of put on the days and the trips that we think people are going to really like. But but it's always interesting when they start getting booked, because some sell out really quickly and get full, and others we're kind of like, oh, but that looked like such a good day, and it just hasn't had the traction, and we learn from that for next year and use that information for the next year. So we're always reviewing, looking at what we do, listening to our customers and the people who come to us, and helping and supporting. And you know, when we were looking, we've had lots of suggestions for venues for Mayhem when we didn't have one at all, and talking to our community and saying, okay, there are lots of buildings around the Woking area that we could use, but when you start looking at them, some of them aren't accessible, some of them are just too far out of town, so that the journey for somebody coming to Mayhem would involve a bus journey back into Woking at 11 o'clock at night, potentially. Yeah, so we have to kind of take all that into account. So whilst it was great that people were like, what about here? And we were having to say, okay, so, right, have you thought about this bit? So we then kind of put out to the community and said, we've got to have something that meets all of these requirements. And that was when people were going, okay, yeah, you're right, it's really difficult. And we said, okay, that's great. We're glad we've all looked at all of the places, but we would, you know, it was. We're happy Mayhem's back.
Yes.
We would rather run it than not. We really missed it when it wasn't running, but it is difficult, and Woking keeps knocking down the places that we were holding. So
it's a lot of that going on locally, isn't there? Knocking things down.
Definitely. Yeah. It's really important to us to listen to our community and talk to them, and also because we know that particularly with the children, we could deliver double what we currently deliver and still have a waiting list. So we're always looking for ways to do something extra, add something else, so in
constantly evolving.
That we can put something else on that will meet the needs of our community and our families as well, because when we say our community, we don't just mean the people who come to our sessions and the services we run. We mean their carers, we mean their parents, we mean their siblings, and all of our staff and volunteers as well. So it's when you think about our impact in Woking, it's huge.
So this week, as we know, has been Learning Disability Week. What have you been doing to mark that over the last few days?
We have been showcasing some of our amazing members of our community. So we've been sort of, our fantastic marketing manager, Beth, has been putting together some case studies and sharing those and highlighting some of the amazing people. So we've had some Mayhem DJs that she's highlighted. We've had some members of our drama group, the Act Tables, who've been highlighted. She's been putting case studies out about individuals that come to us and why they come, what they do with us, why they are amazing, and what they, you know, how they have this incredible relationship with us and what that does. So it's been really lovely to see all these gorgeous smiling faces of people who are
so
part
rewarding.
Of our community and seeing them celebrated.
And just goes to show that, you know, for right support, anybody can achieve what they want to achieve in life, and I know that's very much at the heart of what you do at Linkable. So if people listening this morning want to find out more, maybe want to support your playground fundraiser, how do we do that? Give us the details.
So www.linkable.org.uk is our website. I'm sure if you just put link in an A after it, you will find us. We're quite easy to find on Google, so they can just have a Google for us, find our website, and there is a big donate to the playground button on there, and you'll see a photo of the playground and what it looks like with all of the equipment on it. Or you could go to Just Giving and look for Linkable on there. And if anybody else wanted to do any other fundraising for us, if they just get in touch with us in the office, we're on 01483770037. The month before, did a skydive as a fundraiser.
Oh, wow.
How did that go?
That was amazing. I absolutely loved it.
Is that the first time you've done a skydive? Your first one?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
wow.
I've never done it before. I wanted to do it for ages, and it all just worked out this year. So I absolutely loved it. It was so much fun.
Wow.
And if you do a skydive for us, you pay £50 and then you have to fundraise £400 at least. But so you can, if anybody's interested, you don't have to do that. There's lots of other ways. If people want to like a cake sale or running or anything like that. If you need our help to organise the event, we will absolutely help.
Brilliant.
But we also have people like Greenfield who have done it all themselves and then had just phoned us to let us know. We were also supported by Horsell Junior School recently as well. They did a fun run for us and raised over £1,000. So it's when we love it when local community get involved and either organisations or just or individuals want to do something. We will absolutely have a really good chat with them and understand what they're doing.
Amazing. It's been really, really interesting to talk to you and, just to hear a bit about the playground and how, if people support Lean Cable, that money benefits the local community in so many different ways. So, do support that one. And thank you, Alison, for coming on and talking to us about it this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been absolutely lovely.
You're very
welcome. Thank you, Alison.
We'll let you go and enjoy the sunshine now.
Oh, thank you. Have a lovely day.
You too. Take care. There you go. That's Alison Keeley from Lean Cable joining us here on Radio.